Mabel Nicol was born in 1895. Here she describes the clothing she used to wear as a child, including her Sunday best clothes.
We had needlework every afternoon by Wednesdays. We used to make chemises, if you know what a chemise is. We used to wear vests, then chemises, and then stays, not corsets, stays, and then a flannelette petticoat, then a calico petticoat, and then the dress. Well, the chemises as a cotton garment, you know, over your vest, and that used to be nearly always calico, or when you were better off, you had sort of lawn, fine lawn, and you had to do every stitch by hand, do the seam, double seam, French seams, and do all the top, bind the top, and then feather stitch. You know what feather stitch is like?
Just about, yes.
Yeah. Well, yes, you rows and rows of feather stitch and ran there, and possibly about a dozen tucks, all done, little tiny back stitch, all done by hand, down the front, you know. Yes. Everyone had Sunday clothes and Sunday shoes. You know, always had to have a pair of best shoes for Sunday. You were never allowed to wear them during the week. And then you see, then the next year you take your Sunday clothes on for the weekday clothes and have a new lot for Sunday. And every Whitsun, every girl had a new dress and a straw hat every Whitsunday. It was absolutely a must, you know. I can remember the lovely hats I had, you know. Because all the hats used to be trimmed with flowers and ribbon. Ever such pretty hats they used to be. But you must have a new hat for Whitsunday. And everybody had, for Easter they had lamb. And at Whitsun everybody had veal and gooseberry tart.
These interviews were recorded by Janet Gifford and are held by the Essex Sound and Video Archive. The bench has been installed as part of the Heritage Lottery Funded project You Are Here, Sound and a Sense of Place. The clips have been chosen and put together by local volunteers. The bench forms part of the Whittam Town Trail and is supported by Whittam Town Council and Braintree District Council.